Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, we take a look at the market trade here today. Corn, beans, wheat, as we near midday, all trading moderately higher. Looking like we're trying to break out a little bit to the upside. What are your thoughts of what we're seeing with grains today?
Well, I think the encouraging thing is that we've seen December corn break out of the trading range that was set last Friday after the crop report. It was a wide trading range, and we spent the next couple of sessions just kind of as inside trading days wondering, okay, are we going to break out? That was a bullish reversal on the charts. Are we going to be able to see some follow-through or not? Soybeans have struggled to do that, but corn has managed to do that today, and so that's bringing in some more momentum buyers. From a fundamental point, a couple of the keys. One, we are seeing a little bit more movement through the ports of New Orleans, but also looking back at Monday afternoon's crop progress report that showed Illinois corn dropping from 67% good to excellent the previous week to 62% good to excellent this week. That's below average now, and we saw those declines in crop ratings really for many of the areas east of the Mississippi River. What we're finding is a lot of disease in the corn. The crop just didn't finish well. It kind of died rather than going through its natural process. Not every field was the case, but we're getting a lot of those reports. That's taking a little bit of the yield off. Still a good crop, but not quite what we expected here a few weeks ago. And I think the market's kind of using that as a reason to justify a technical rally here in today's markets.
What do you make of the soybean cancellations this morning? Some to China, some to unknown. We perceive that to be China as well. How's that impacting the soybean market today?
It's amazing that it's not had more of an impact. As you mentioned, we did see the market trade lower initially after the morning pause on that news, but it has quickly come back since then. And for people that hadn't heard, China canceled, unknown destinations, perceived to be China, canceled 7.2 million bushels of previous purchases, and China itself canceled another 4.9 million metric tons. So combined, that's about 12 million bushels of soybean purchases canceled. And it looks like it's more of an aspect of freight and timing. We were harvesting good quality soybeans in the Delta prior to Hurricane Ida and loading them right onto the ship. Now we've had two hurricanes move through there. Quality of those beans aren't quite as good. And even as we reopen the various port terminals, three of the 10 major terminals are now loading and have that capability to load. The quality is not quite there, so we've got to wait for soybeans to come down from the Midwest down the river in order to blend, and that's further delaying shipments from the ports of New Orleans to China. And freight from Brazil right now is relatively cheap relative to what it is from the Gulf. So some of those cancellations taking place so they can try to originate beans out of Brazil, which are higher priced at a lower freight cost to meet the current demand that we have in China.
That's Comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe coming up this afternoon on Market Talk. We'll talk with Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. We'll recap Wednesday's full trade and get his thoughts on the market action. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.